Hey, everybody, you hear the music. It is a Wednesday, and here we go. It's time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast here from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. And standing by is realty expert Adam Helgeson, and we are going to find out who is Caleb Horn. We'll do that right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding. Or birdies. You could get into wine. Not that into wine. Or skiing. Warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, and we are back. And hey, Adam Helgeson, been a long time. How are you, man?
Doing good. It's been busy.
Busy? So, yeah. That's a good thing, isn't it?
It is. My line of work, it's good to be busy.
Yeah, so are you selling and buying? Or are you doing a lot of fixing or all of the above?
Most buying and selling, some fixing, dealing with some clients that are a little needy. But yeah. Hey.
You got to have the needy ones once in a while too,
yes.
Right?
Well, they're not mine. They're others that are needy and I need to do stuff to entertain them.
Oh, so, yes. Adam Helgeson, realty expert / entertainer.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Who's Caleb Horn?
This young man sitting to my right.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Tell us about Caleb Horn, since that's the title of the show. Who is Caleb Horn?
Yeah, I'm the new realtor at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Family Realty.
Oh, okay. Tell us about yourself. Where are you from?
Originally from Thompson, North Dakota. Graduated there.
Big city.
Small city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you an athlete?
I was not.
You weren't. That's kind of rare in Thompson, but yeah. I love that town. I love Brewskies. It's a good place. So what made you decide to get into realty?
I was on a deployment in Washington, D.C. for 15 months and got back.
Before we get any further, thank you. I don't know what you were deployed for, what branch, but...
Army National Guard.
Thank you very much.
So, little backstory. Y'all know I used to be a recruiter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to this kid since, what, junior, sophomore in high school?
Yeah, freshman, probably.
Freshman. This little dickhead waited until 2 months after I retired to join with another recruiter.
Oh, come on. You called him a dickhead.
Well, yeah. I'm like, God, I've been talking to this kid for like 5 years. Then he waits for me to retire and joins 2 months later. Like, what the hell?
So do you get a commission?
No.
Would you have? Oh, okay. But still, like, it's pretty cool.
I like recruiting quality people, and this guy's a stud.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just mad that I'm like, God.
But he's like football recruiting or something.
I know. I don't know. He's just a good kid. I wanted him, you know, like, hey, my legacy, not someone else's.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Are you still in the Guards?
I am. Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. And okay, finish with your story now. How did you get started in real estate?
So while I was out there, I decided to do the courses online. And when I got back, took the exams and ran into Adam one day while I was walking my dog. And he's like, hey, you should come on in. And I was like, well, I was already thinking about it. So. 2 days later, went in, and they took me on.
And I'm sure you never hear the story I just heard from him, do you?
Oh, I hear it almost every day.
So how long have you been with Berkshire Hathaway?
It's been about a month now, almost, we're coming up on.
Yeah, smooth sailing so far. Are you learning a lot?
Learning a lot, doing trainings every day, meeting people.
Yep, yeah. Are you a people person?
Getting there, yeah. Doing my best.
You know, it's funny, I went to school for radio and television, and I was told the whole time I was in class that... you will learn more in 1 month when you're out there working than I can ever teach you in how many years. Are you finding that to be the truth?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Every day is a learning experience?
Every day.
Yeah, so what surprises you the most about being in the realty business?
I would say just the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not very talkative either, is he?
Yeah, he's a man of few words. But no, I mean, it is getting started. He's right, just the branding. I mean, you're pretty much starting your own business, so you have to put everything out there. You know, that's kind of why I wanted to bring him with today is, you know, give him a platform. Hey, you know, get your name out there, talk to your sphere of influence, let them know, hey, this is what I'm doing. There's nothing more than, you know, kicking a realtor in the gut by seeing a family friend or someone have their house listed with another agent that you know doesn't do that quality of work. It's like, well, hey, what am I, chopped liver, potatoes? You know what I mean? What?
Yep.
Why? So
next thing you know, they're going to a different recruiter.
Yeah, I know, right? Jesus.
Now, I'm sure this job has been full of surprises already, and I'm guessing this morning was one of them for you.
Yeah. I got in this morning. I was supposed to have a meeting with Josh at 9. He goes, yo, change of plans. You're going with Adam at 10 to go do a podcast. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you walk in, you see the lights and the cameras, and you're like, what do I do?
Yep.
Not so bad.
Even in the parking lot, he's like, so is this like live? I'm like, yeah.
Is he kind of following you around or just whoever? When the time is needed?
Yeah, with Berkshire, like I've said this many times, it's Berkshire Family Realty. We are a family. We help each other out. I had a listing coming on, so I teamed up with him and kind of put it under his name, help him get his feet wet and kind of helping him out and get the ball rolling. And Josh is helping train, and it's kind of everyone. Jody's helping you out. I mean, it's...
You know, I thought I knew almost everybody. This dude right here, he knows a lot of people, doesn't he?
Oh, he knows so many people. You go anywhere and just, hey, Adam, you're like, how do you even know them for?
Are you one of those guys, you can go anywhere, Florida, Texas, California, overseas, and you run into somebody you know?
Pretty much.
It's the same with me.
The thing is like, that's why I joined the Army, because that was my dad, and I wanted to get away from that because I could not get away with anything in school.
Yeah.
And I mean, hell, everywhere. Like, I know I've told the story before. Like, I got stationed in Hawaii. I wrote a check, and the lady's like, oh, Helgeson from Crookston, you must be Jimmy's son. I'm like, I'm in the middle of the goddamn ocean, and someone knows my dad. And now, looking back, I'm like, I'm that guy.
You are that guy.
So.
And, you know, it's not a bad thing to be that guy, is it?
No, it's not. You know, it's...
Somebody stops you in Hawaii, and, can I take a picture with you?
No,
I'm sure.
Not that famous, but it's funny, my 8-year-old... She goes, Dad, are you famous? I'm like, why? She's like, everyone knows who you are. I'm like, no, I'm not.
I'm just a really good realtor.
Yeah, I just know a lot of people.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's what he needs to do is just get out there and get involved, and he's going to do a damn good job.
And you know, you mentioned Berkshire Hathaway. It is a family. I mean, I've been doing these gigs with you guys for how long now, and we see what you guys do. You guys like to have fun. You like to work hard, but... I think you picked a pretty good place to go to work for. Is it everything you thought it was going to be so far, or have there been a lot of big surprises?
No, it's been everything I thought it was going to be and more.
Mm-hmm. So being able to stay close to town, close to Thompson, was that always your goal? Because a lot of kids, when they're in college age or, you know, your age, they can't wait to get the hell out of here. I was one of those guys, and I went and I moved out to the West Coast for a while, and I kind of liked it. But after about a year and a half, I realized this isn't for me. Have you always wanted to kind of stick around here?
As for right now, yeah. Maybe in the future move to like Fargo, but I'd still like to stick with Berkshire.
Yeah. I don't like Fargo, so.
Yeah. He's been traveling, you know, that's why I joined the Guard. He spent, 14 months out in D.C. Awesome learning experience, you know what I mean, getting out. And I think that's what helps agents, you know, bring more to the table.
Oh, absolutely.
If you grow up in the same area, do the same thing, know the same people, what...
Got to try different experiences.
I mean, the Guard and the military relations and meeting people, different cultures, the teamwork, you know what I mean? You can better serve your clients knowing, okay, hey, I've been there, done that. Especially the military personnel, you can understand what the process is, you know, what big city life is like. You know, you have... Like, I have a doctor coming in from the Bronx, you know, and just... Okay, well, yeah, I understand. I've been in a big city before, you know, but this is how this place is different, what to look for, you know, so getting out and experiencing stuff.
I actually know a guy right down here, two businesses away. He was also out in D.C., deployed with you guys. And what did you think of D.C.? I had a friend that played professional hockey for the Washington Capitals out there. And I said, yeah, it's a great place to be, but it was a really tough place to live. What did you think of D.C.? I mean, yeah, you got all kinds of cool things to go check out, but what did you think about having to live there for 15 months?
You know, I got mixed emotions on it. Seeing all the sights, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, it's beautiful. Going to Capitals games, it's amazing. But the traffic, I tell you, I did not miss North Dakota traffic at all.
That's, you know, there's one good thing about North Dakota, right?
Yeah.
Now, are you going to be kind of like him? Because Adam, I mean, you go above and beyond for all of your clients, potential clients, but you really, really enjoy helping the military. You were there once. Are you kind of going to be that same kind of guy and help out the military too?
Of course. I want to follow in Adam's footsteps and help out all the soldiers.
God, you're like a mentor, Adam.
I know.
That's kind of scary.
Another one of my recruits from Northwood. Just became an agent in Fargo, too.
I'm like, oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, not with Berkshire Hathaway, though. went with Keller Williams. I don't know what the hell he's thinking.
Oh, you can always change him later on, can't you?
Yeah, I was with KW before.
So, oh, were you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you got your start, and now you found your family. Now you found your, I'm guessing, your end?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I was just telling a client, that's why I was running late. I had a guy come in from Washington State, he's like, yeah, I'm not a fan of Berkshire Hathaway. I'm like, oh, why not? He's like, well, Warren Buffett's the biggest a-hole I've ever met. There was a lake behind our house, and his company came in and got rid of the dam and drained this 100-year-old lake, and just because they wanted something downriver. And I'm like, well, don't hold that against me.
Yeah, you know what does that mean? Have to do with me?
Yeah.
I mean, so, I don't like Bill Gates either, but he's buying farmland up in North Dakota.
Yeah.
You know?
So then he saw Mike and Josh leaving, and he's like, Josh said podcast, you know, trying to through the window. And he's like, who are those guys? I'm like, oh, those are two of the owners. He's like, oh, it takes two people to go shake down people. I'm like, no, it's not like that. It's like, but I said, those two guys are the reason I'm here. And if those two ever leave this company, I'm going to be following them.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is about your bosses, they say it like they see it. They know what they're doing. And I know they got to keep you guys in check every once in a while. But you guys have pretty much can come and go. And as long as you do your stuff, everybody's happy.
Oh, we're all civilian contractors, so technically they're not our boss, but they have to regulate what we do, you know, make sure what we're doing is within regulations.
Sure.
I mean, hell, yesterday we had our morning meeting, I did some paperwork, and then Josh and I went and checked on our Crookston office in Gulf 9. So,
yeah.
I mean, that was, we were out networking in Crookston.
Yeah, so Minocqua's in a pretty good shape.
It actually is.
Yeah.
It was a nice little course.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is a nice little golf course. How is the Crookston deal going? I was just there about a week and a half ago.
Good. We're, you know, trying to get more people out there. You know, Cassie's working, you know, the Red Lake Falls, Seaford Falls area. The other guy got offered like a management position at another, so he's still doing it part-time. So our office isn't being as used as much as it should. But, you know, it's going good. I got a new listing coming up in Crookston here in about a week. And so, yeah, it's...
You know, I've been hearing a lot more from you realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway. We got a lot of people that are interested in moving here. We had one from, I believe, Oregon last week that I was talking with. Mm-hmm. And now you're talking somebody coming from the Bronx. Something again, and I'll repeat this, but there's something to say about North Dakota nice, isn't there?
There is. Yeah.
I mean, I've been to the Bronx, New York City and the Bronx, that whole area. It's a really cool place to go visit for like 24 hours, but I could not imagine myself living out there. I would think going from there to here, it's going to be a culture shock, big time for sure for a while. But everybody always ends up staying here once they're here.
Yeah, my 13-year-old thinks she's going to college in New York City.
Oh,
so I'm like, why?
Well, she's been there, hasn't she?
No.
Oh, she hasn't.
No, we're going to do a family trip out there and show her. Like, all right, you really want to be here?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Yeah, it's a cool place to visit. All right. Okay, now, if somebody wants to get a hold of our realty experts, Adam Helgeson or Caleb Horn, how do they get a hold of you, Alex or Adam? Jeepers.
Holy Alex, who the hell is that?
I was thinking about my kid.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Dad. My number is 701-
You're welcome, Frank.
701-317-1750. Or else give Caleb a call.
Yeah, you can call me at 218-791-9649.
Okay, are we going to keep adding him into the mix here, you think?
We'll see.
What do you think?
I think so.
We'll get hair and makeup on board next time, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah. I guess we'll see you Friday.
See me Friday, and I'm going to have another new agent with me.
Oh, awesome.
We're going to figure out who the hell McKenna Fenner is.
McKenna Fenner, yes. Looking forward to it. Man, you guys are bringing in all kinds of new people. That's pretty cool.
So I'm just trying to get them out there.
All right. Well, there you go. That is Adam Helgeson and Caleb Horan. They're realty experts with Berkshire Hathaway. There you go. That is your biweekly podcast for this Wednesday. Adam will be back on Friday. Until then, have yourself a great day, everybody.